It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Oh, man!
Yeah! Yeah!
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
It is Tuesday, one of the most important days of the year.
Yeah!
I am so stoked and discovering that I am also old.
Old man river right here.
Yeah. My little boy's a year old today.
We're changing the name of the show to The Old Man and Me. Shout out to Matt Gentry. Hey, it's me, Mateo, making my joke. So funny.
Oh, man, today is going to be a wonderful day. We have a jam-packed show today.
Gosh, we got so many people to talk to.
Yeah, Cindy from CareNet's calling in this morning. Today is a very important day for many reasons. You got to get out and vote
day.
If you have not gotten out to vote, we're going to talk about that extensively today with Cindy. We talked about it a few different times with Clay in from the Aspen Project. So, yeah, important day. Got to get out and vote. Also going to be talking with a dude named Larry.
Larry.
Yeah, you may have heard of him. He is a talking vegetable.
He is a cucumber. He is real. He's ready to talk to you.
I'm really looking forward to this. We are seriously talking to Larry the cucumber today. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, that's happening.
Woo.
So we'll be talking to him. VeggieTales is teaming up with the Operation Christmas Child this
VeggieTales.
Year. So we'll be talking with Larry about how you can get involved with Operation Christmas Child.
We have so many emails, and they're all from that fake conspiracy place.
Oh, great.
Oh,
they're just trying to give us ideas for the show. What do we got from them so far?
Let's see. We got quarantine summary. Did this surprising JFK plan lead to the fatal bullet?
Oh, okay. How did we get signed up for this breaking news place?
I think Matt Gentry did it. Insider's bombshell explodes this absurd Obama myth. Thank you for Christmas program. Oh, what is this?
Static.
Hey, it's the cab driver.
Hey, cab driver. Why do you sound
so
sad?
I was going through my kitchen drawer last night, and I found a gift card for $5 from Steve-O that I got at the State Fair a couple years ago.
Wow. Did you give it to me yet?
Not yet. I can.
You shall. I think
hey,
it's a
did
great
your horn break?
Yeah, it did. Broke.
I'm going to buy you a new one because
no!
That was so awesome.
Bless
had
you.
It.
Look at, if you're, if webcam people, this thing broke. I'm yeah. holding it up. It broke.
I will get
Listen,
you a new one. You guys have a good one.
This
you
is what it sounds like now.
Oh, it's depressing. It's depressing.
It kind of sounds like a toot. It smells like a toot.
Yeah, man.
It's Tuesday time. Tuesday time. Wow, neato gang.
I'm excited, man. We've got a great show today. As I said, Cindy from CareNet. We've got Larry the Cucumber coming in talking about Operation Christmas Child. It
Again.
Is also New Music Tuesday.
Yes, and he did say Larry the Cucumber.
I know.
The one.
We need to post a lightning round on Facebook.
Any questions for Larry the Cucumber?
Static.
How's it going, guys? Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Guess what I heard? Over the week, for yesterday.
You heard that, you heard that today.
Guess what? I heard that Dallas lost against the bye week.
What?
Lost against the, what?
Friend, that's impossible. Let me explain the semantics of football to you real quick. When a team has
a
bye week, they don't play. That's what
I know, that's the point. That's a joke.
It's like they said, bye.
Then
you can't play him in your fantasy league because they said bye. You're like Brody.
Can I get a favor? Should I get some Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll play some
right,
Johnny
man.
This
you
morning.
Guys have a good one.
You too, man. There you go.
Any questions for Larry?
The cucumber.
The cucumber. The actual cucumber. it's the actual...
It's going to be fun, man. One. I couldn't pass up this opportunity. Yes. We got sent an email asking if we were curious, and I said, heck yes, we are curious. Are you kidding me?
It makes me upset because we didn't get Scott Stapp, but we sure did get this cucumber.
I think they listened to the show and they heard our ideas for the Scott Stapp interview.
Why would
no? You know who else dissed me once?
Who?
Maybe I shouldn't say.
Say it.
I got dissed once because I was really looking forward to this. It was the year that I went to the GMA and Waverly got dropped from the label. It was that
2008.
Year. So yes, that year. I had an equally upsetting year. Okay,
what happened?
Because your band got dropped from your label. But I got know, whatever.
It affected everyone. Everyone was sad.
I woke up early in the morning because I had like a 7:15 a.m. interview with the one, the only. Let's see if I have music from this artist.
Oh, I hope you do.
I don't.
Dang it.
Amy Grant. I had a sit-down interview with Amy Grant.
Like,
she was only doing like a handful of interviews, and Joey Belleville.
She was here in person?
At GMA, in person. And I was like, oh, snap.
Amy Grant.
Amy Grant. We don't play any of her music. Haven't for a while. Yeah. I want to interview Amy Grant. And so, morning of, we're getting ready. I'm excited. And Joey gets a phone call letting us know that she had canceled the interview.
Well, it takes a little time sometimes.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes, it does.
Here's the thing. I was so excited!
It takes a little time sometimes to get your feet back on the ground. It takes a little time sometimes to turn the Titanic around.
Oh, man.
Baby, baby. Don told
me. I was so excited to meet her and interview her, and she dissed me because we don't play her music. They found out we didn't play her music, and they thought maybe I was trying to be funny because
they
we were like.
They nixed it. Yeah. That's what Scott Stapp
did. I was like, no, I was serious.
His people.
I think that's what happened with Scott
Stapp. His people heard us play that terrible song
and make fun of it.
Yeah. Hey.
I would never make fun of Amy Grant.
Dawn said that she...
Her.
Two things. She said that she sang this song for karaoke one time and that not to do it because it's a very monotone song and it's real boring.
Yeah.
Karaoke. You have to go crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one that goes crazy.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was she got to meet Amy Grant one time.
What?
She said Amy Grant came up to her and said that she was a fan or something and Dawn was like, what? And then she got to see Amy Grant perform, and at one point she was on stage hula hooping.
What?
With hula hoops.
Why are you saying these things?
And Dawn was so confused. And she was like, what? I don't understand.
Dude.
All that to say,
me?
Don't sing this for karaoke.
So bummed.
Yeah.
So bummed. The cover of this album is like burned into my brain. I was like 7 years old. I love Amy Grant.
In the 80s, Amy Grant was branded as a heretic. You know, so we're playing her right now. We're probably going to, you know, stir up some controversy.
Speaking of, on the way, we got some Muse. Right now, some Amy Grant. Just send it.
Hey,
just send it.
Everybody, just send your hate mail.
Studio@mystaticradio.com.
I can't believe you're playing Amy
Grant. We'll accept it.
Back in the 80s, I went off on this girl, and now I can't even remember why, but I know it's wrong.
Oh, man, it is Tuesday, New Music Tuesday. Larry the Cucumber. Get your questions in for Larry the Cucumber at facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're going to keep it going with some good music. By request, some Johnny Cash for you.
Woo!
Steve Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Good morning.
Hey, everybody, here comes trouble.
It's time to rise up.
We about to rise up.
It's Disciple.
I was saying it because it's like zombies, you know.
Oh.
Thriller.
No.
Rise up.
Michael Jackson's coming back.
We should ask Larry the Cucumber what his favorite Michael Jackson song is.
Yes. I got a couple
questions.
Oh
my gosh, this is great.
My buddy Jason and Chelsea's daughter, Lindley, loves Larry the Cucumber.
Okay, cool.
So I text them and I have a couple questions from her.
Oh.
From Lindley.
Wait, Jason from Disciple?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome.
I need to ask Kimberly if Eva has questions?
Getting questions from little kids. This is going to be the best. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That's not coming up until 8:15. We got a jam-packed Tuesday for you. This is crazy. I can't remember the last time we had stuff just constantly booked throughout the morning.
Woo!
So we got some good show.
Not to mention it's New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, New Music Tuesday. We've got Cindy from CareNet this morning. I can't overstate how important it is to vote today. So
vote.
We're going to talk about this today. And actually, you're going to be voting for this ban if, you know, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it on the way.
Yep. It is just before 6:30. And we do this every single weekday around this
means.
Time. Time for breaking news.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello, everyone. I am Mateo, and it is breaking news time. The French ministry has angered several American cities by issuing travel advisories to French tourists, telling them not to visit certain places because they're dangerous.
Detroit.
I hope so, but I don't have a list.
El Paso.
Detroit, El Paso, Memphis, Albuquerque.
Graceland 2.
Graceland 2. If you want more info on that, you got to listen to the podcast from yesterday.
That's right.
Bodyguards working security for Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen's wedding in Costa Rica have been found guilty of attempted murder for shooting at photographers.
What?
Yes. That's what happened.
That is crazy.
Tom Brady is Patriots, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he fell apart last night.
He did. Sad I don't stuff. Know. Actually, we could talk about that coming up.
No?
That call, I don't know, man. That final play.
Final play was a weird one.
Yeah, my
Let
wife.
Let me sing a song
Chrissy
about it.
Chrissy thinks it was totally fair. That it was underthrown and that it was intercepted. I don't know. We'll have to talk about that.
Then other people's like, no, 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 no.
No, no, no.
Clearly. Mickey Mouse turned 82.
Wow.
The House of Mouse is celebrating by having a giant party at Steve-O's house.
Woo!
Everybody's invited.
It's tonight. Bring presents for a one-year-old.
Bring presents for Brody.
Today's his birthday.
BYOBP. Bring your own Brody presents. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are denying divorce rumors.
Oh, man.
A senior British politician said publicly that Americans are not as sophisticated as the British when it comes to international relations.
What?
I agree.
Oh, sir, I disagree.
This is what I look at. I look at S.H.I.E.L.D.,
uh-huh.
And then I look at James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, they're probably right.
MI6.
At least James Bond seems a lot cooler than Agent Coulson.
That show is still not
grabbing me,
man.
I wish it would just step it up a little bit.
Ugh.
Last night was the first time I was like, oh, I don't know if I care anymore.
I don't.
I'm trying to hang in there. I'm Marvelite.
But tonight's episode, it's going to be the one that is the Thor episode.
Oh, yeah. See, we just watched last night.
Yeah, that's how much we care.
Yeah, that's how important it is. Oh, in Italy, an 80-year-old grandmother has been arrested for selling coke and meth.
80-year-old grandmother?
She's trying to put her grandkids through college.
Ugh.
Lay off her, Steve-O. College is crazy in Italy.
Oh, man.
I don't know. NASA just sent another orbiter to Mars. That's interesting.
Okay.
Probably to meet up with the aliens that they won't tell us about.
Yeah. Probably. Set up the camp.
Set up camp.
Yep.
CBS has green-lighted a spinoff of How I Met Your Mother called How I Met Your Dad.
Okay.
All you HMYMs, H-I-M, all you How I Met Your Mother fans are going to be super excited. Super excited. I've never seen an episode.
I've never seen it either.
Not once. Prove to me that show is good, How I Met Your Mother fans. Make me like it.
Our buddy Jason Smithel,
yeah,
crazy fan. He showed me a clip once, and I was like, all right, I may have to check this out.
I like him, Jason Smithel.
Yeah.
I don't know about that show. A family-owned coffee roaster will be allowed to continue selling its coffee called Charbucks.
Okay.
Despite a lawsuit from Starbucks.
That's ridiculous.
But they get to keep going. That's neat.
Wow.
How they pull that one off?
I'm going to start a new coffee shop, and I'm going to call it Narbucks.
Narbucks, dude.
And it's so gnar.
Coffee's going to keep you awake for months.
I ain't been asleep in months because I drank that coffee from Narbucks.
Yeah, man, her coffee's so gnar-gnar.
I've been awake for 17 months. I'm so tired. Somebody just kill me. An Alabama man has lost his battle to keep his wife buried in his front yard. Speaking of death.
Wow.
Yeah.
His front yard?
This is what I thought of when I saw that. I thought of that scene from Up. The beginning that decimated the world.
Ugh.
Yeah, you know. Everybody cried. Movie, yeah. Everybody cried. Yeah. Sons of Anarchy cried when they watched it. They're like, oh. And then they went and beat up somebody at Pixar. This guy was probably just like, his wife's probably like, don't bury me in some cemetery. I just want to be here at our house. I love our house under our tree. And then they're like, if you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, until I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. And then she died. And then he was like, I'm going to bury her in the front yard. So he did. And he's like, that's my one promise to my wife. Love of my life. Here in Alabama. In Greenbow, Alabama. I'm going to bury her right here. And then the people, like some neighbor, some homeowners association was like, you can't bury a wife there. And then he's like, this was her last wish. This was my wife's last wish. And they're like, no. And then he said, you better believe I'm going to stand my ground. Roll Tide. I ain't moving. I'm stuck here. Roll Tide. Roll Tide. And then they were like, no, we say Roll Tide. Roll Tide for us. And then the guy was like, no, Roll Tide for me and my dead wife and a grave. And now he's lost the battle. And you better believe, as soon as they said, no, you can't keep it, he looked over at the prosecution, and the prosecution said, Roll Tide. Stars fell on Alabama.
Oh, man.
Hey, don't expect the crowds of years past for this year's Black Friday.
Ooh.
Turns out there may be less door-busting on Black Friday this year. An annual holiday spending forecast by Nielsen, found that only 13% of consumers plan to shop in brick-and-mortar stores this Black Friday. That number is down from 17% last year, indicating a trend of consumers slowly declining interest in the shopping holiday. That's great news.
That is great news.
Black Friday is just slowly turning into just a meaningless gray Friday.
Yeah.
And before you know it, it's just going to be a regular old Friday.
Yeah.
And you're going to get to have Thanksgiving off again, everyone.
Oh, man.
It'll be so exciting.
Love it.
The results don't necessarily indicate that consumers are shopping any less. It's just many of them are shopping online on Black Friday or on a different day like Cyber Monday.
That's what I do. Not just Cyber Monday, but I just go online. I'm like, pretty sure I can get much of the same stuff online.
Much of it. Much of it.
What's the point?
I don't know. Hey, check this out. What? It's custom in most stores to include the product in the box when it's sold to you, right? A man in the United Kingdom bought an iPad from retailer Tesco. We don't know what that is. It's probably like British version of Costco.
Okay.
But he had a small issue with the iPad. There wasn't actually an iPad in the box, but instead there were pieces of clay.
What?
Colin Marsh, who owns two bakeries, went back to Tesco, but his please fell on clay ears. Whoever wrote this. Come on. Clay ears. While he complained about spending big bucks for a non-existent iPad, the staff reported him to the police. A quick check had revealed that the iPad Tesco believed was in the box had been activated before it was sold to Marsh.
Wow.
Still, it took him 2 months to get the allegations of fraud dropped. Once the news began to reach the ears and fingers of the media, Tesco offered an apology of sorts.
Unreal.
Of sorts.
Are you ready?
For
I play don't believe that.
Hey!
Oh. Play-Doh! Because it was clay.
I play don't believe that. And that's the rest of the story. Hang on, I got more breaking news. What? Play the zombie music!
Uh-oh.
After being declared dead following an emergency C-section, a newborn baby in Colombia came back to life 10 hours after her parents were told she was gone. 10 hours. Zombie baby? This is our worst nightmare! The baby's mother was rushed to the hospital where the delivery was performed, and just 30 minutes later, doctors determined that the little girl had no signs of life. None. Her tiny body was placed inside a box, and she was taken to the morgue. When her distraught father came to collect the remains, something amazing happened. He and the person working in the morgue suddenly heard the baby cry, and they realized she was very much alive. She was taken by plane to another hospital and is now in intensive care. Doctors believe she had a soft heartbeat upon birth, which was so faint, the medical staff believed she was dead. Apparently, when she was wrapped in a sheet afterward, it may have warmed her body enough to bring the heartbeat up so she would start showing signs of life. That is crazy! That is crazy!
That is amazing.
Wow!
That is amazing. That was a good story. Started off a little creepy, and I was like, what is happening? Baby's alive.
That is crazy!
Yeah. That is crazy.
A milkshake in Hollywood that's being served at a chic new cocktail bar called the Powder Room costs $500.
Okay, that's just stupid.
Although the recipe has yet to be refined, this milkshake will contain edible gold leaf,
okay,
the finest Belgian chocolates, and a $190 Swarovski Nirvana mountain ring mixed in with an assortment of liquors. The ring can be taken home after consuming the drink and is perfect for a bachelorette party or a special occasion.
$500
milkshake. $500 milkshake! You want $500? I want $500! That's from Bubble Boy.
Yeah, it is. That movie was awesome.
It was funny. Wow. Car hits deer. Men go to jail for pot. This is going to be the final story.
What?
Then we'll hit up a song. Two California men hit a deer on an interstate Saturday night. A trooper who responded to the crash smelled a strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle. The trooper was given consent to search. While no marijuana was found in the vehicle, two duffel bags containing 20 pounds of marijuana were located approximately 10 feet away from the vehicle. You can't win against the policeman. The popo gonna get you.
Mm-hmm.
Roll Tide. That's your breaking news.
Don't forget, coming up at 6:45, we do it every single weekday. Birthdays, if you would like to get a birthday shout-out in, you can do so. Studio at mystaticradio.com. To get you there, it's the latest from Norma Jean. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Good morning! On Static Radio.
It is an important day.
We are going to synthesize your brain away.
That rhymed.
Oh. Smooth. Wait.
Good morning. Welcome to Team Awesome.
Roll Tide.
Is that going to be our theme for the day? Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Oh, man.
Dude on beat. Roll Tide!
We've got a great show today. I'm really excited. In the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Cindy from CareNet.
Cindy!
About the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Ordinance.
Yes.
It's a long one, but that is what we are voting on today. We are voting for that. It's the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Ordinance. That is,
something I've noticed. And I'm not registered to vote here in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Every time somebody comes up to me and they're like, hey, can I get you to blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, I'm not registered to vote. And then they're like, would you sit down with me for an hour and register to vote?
Right.
And then I'm like, no, not yet. Let me get my wife here.
And now you wish you had.
And establish a beachhead so that we can just combat any enemies that might try to come up on this shore. But for now, I can't do that because it's just I can't be a one-man army.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, this vote is confusingly worded.
It's It's that's exactly why we need to talk more and more about it. Yeah, the pain capable unborn child protection ordinance. And normally it's like, all right, this ban, we're gonna vote against abortion. But that what you're actually doing is voting for the pain capable unborn child protection ordinance, if you care about life. Mm-hmm. We are one of the latest in the nation as far as abortion clinics, for as deep as you can get in abortion. And so they're trying to ban abortions past 20 weeks in Albuquerque. And so that is what the pain-capable, unborn, really long title is that you will talk about extensively with CareNet coming up in the 7 o'clock hour talking to Cindy. So, yeah, that's going down today.
Man, 20 weeks. 20 weeks is so far in.
I know. Today is my son Brody's first birthday. And thinking about that, just I'm beside myself because
that's 52 weeks.
Man, that's yes. Thank you, thank mm-hmm. you. But just thinking about the him being inside the womb and feeling him kick and all of the things that you just knew this little child was developing and growing in there, and there was a human being in there, and the idea that it's still in Albuquerque legal to, ugh. Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Speaking of birthdays,
oh, booty,
booty, booty, booty. One of the most important birthdays of my personal life.
Of your personal life.
Today.
You going to call him?
We're not calling that guy. My enemy.
Why wouldn't you call him?
Oh. You know who else's birthday it is today?
Who?
Callie Luck.
Oh,
she shares a birthday with Brody. That would be the beautiful wife of Ethan Luck.
Mr. Ethan, I love you!
Who shares a birthday with Jack Jeter.
Weird.
So, yeah.
Your
forever connected to the Lucks.
Are just spinning.
I love them. So happy birthday, Callie Luck. We love you so much.
Does that mean you're not going to call Brody?
We're not going to call
We're
Brody.
We're not calling Brody, Siever.
I call my kids when it's their birthday.
He's one. I'll FaceTime him.
That kid is a baby, and he is
Ask
mean Steve-O. To me.
Do, yeah. I call, do I call my kids?
Yeah.
I know you call your kids.
And he sings the same song every time.
No, yeah. It's a different song. I make up lyrics for it every time.
Nice. Well, yeah. But, I mean, it's like
it's the lounge lizard.
Lounge,
yeah. Happy birthday.
Hey, shout Pretty out great. To my friends Jeff, Michael, Chloe, Priscilla, and Mark Lee Townsend. Happy birthday.
Hey, it's Mark's birthday
today? I think this is a different guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so it's the 323rd day of 2013, 42 days remaining.
42.
Maybe I should watch 42 today. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either. I've heard it's amazing.
All right.
Let's
jump right into these birthdays.
He shares a birthday
Speaking
with
of
son.
Babies, it's the Macaulay Septuplets birthday. World's first surviving set of septuplets.
Septuplets!
That's seven, isn't it?
Seven babies!
Wow, how old are they?
They're all the same age. Trick question. I win.
23. No, I don't know.
Wait.
When were they born?
Septuplets.
Septuplets.
Let me tell you.
Give us a year.
Yeah, if you just give us a year.
We'll call Brody if you give us
Macaulay
a year.
Macaulay septuplets are 16.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
TV chef Rocco DiSpirito.
Rocco's modern life.
DiSpirito Santos.
38.
37.
47.
Ah!
Kathleen Quinlan, who played Tom Hanks' wife on Apollo 13, and she was on TV's Family Law.
No. 49.
You'd recognize her if you saw her.
43.
59.
Okay.
59.
I've been off by a decade twice in a row.
Wow.
Talk show host, Larry King.
Ooh. I was going to say 72, so I'm going to say 82.
King of the suspense.
82.
81.
80.
80.
Yeah.
Ah!
I thought we were waiting with bated breath.
I know,
breath
I was. I'm like, oh.
For your next number.
Talk show host Dick Cavett.
Who's that?
Talk show host.
What?
It's from the 70s, 60s, 70s.
How am I supposed to know that? How am I supposed to know that?
I remember him, but you're too young.
Yeah.
69. Whoa. 67.
77.
I was a decade on.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
All these meaningless birthdays. By the way, it's the real Mark Lee Townsend's birthday.
That's awesome.
This is from the Tom Hanks collection, music from some of his movies.
Is it Tom Hanks' birthday?
No.
Oh. Movie is this? Is this
when
Splash?
I fall in love.
What is this? When I Fall in Love?
It's from Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle. Is it Meg Ryan's birthday?
You betcha.
Meg Ryan!
Meg Ryan.
You used to be such a nice lady!
There is something from Splash on this album.
Meg Ryan was everybody's crush. And then she put out that boxing movie and everything got weird.
Did you ever see When a Man Loves a Woman?
I can't remember.
That movie that we talked to Plum about? That's like one of her
favorites? No, I have not. Oh. So sad.
Oh, it's hard to watch.
Is it the saddest?
She did a great job.
Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan, man. She was in Inner Space, okay?
Was in You've Got Mail.
She was in Kate Leopold.
Yeah. I still feel like I won that one with Inner Space. Although You've Got Mail is one of my absolute favorites.
You've Got Mail? Yeah.
You've Got Mail. There's something on here from You've Got Mail.
Man, that movie was fantastic.
This is from You've Got Mail.
Internet. That's a toilet.
Yeah.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Greg Kinnear was in that movie.
I'm shaking it.
Chappelle Show.
How old do you think this young lady is?
She is, oh man, I don't want to get this one wrong.
53.
55.
52.
Oh, you were so much closer.
You guys are so mean.
Love you, Meg.
Man. All right, let's see if we can find
the idea of you.
Find a birthday for this next person who is a TV journalist, Ann Curry.
Orange Curry.
46.
48.
57.
Wow.
Gosh.
I was way off.
Yeah.
That's some music you were playing.
It was Don Henley.
Yeah.
Listen to this beauty.
All right. So fashion designer Calvin Klein.
Hey, Calvin Klein.
72.
83.
71. And Steve-O.
Fashion, looking good.
Yeah.
Feeling fine. Fashion.
I was thinking Back to the Future. She called him Calvin.
Yeah.
It's written all over your underwear.
And then he's like, Mom! Weird!
That was weird. That was pretty weird.
But it was Leah Thompson.
It was a paradoxical comedy.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Okay. I never watched this show from The West Wing.
Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen.
Allison Janney.
Allison Krauss.
Or Janney.
Oh, yeah. She was in, she's the funny one, but not funny on that show, but she's funny.
There's never been a funny girl.
Like,
Oh, yeah, she is funny. I just saw her.
She was in a movie with Maya Rudolph and John Krasinski, and I don't remember what it's called.
The indie movie.
Yes.
Yes.
She was the sister.
I can't remember if I watched that.
Yeah, I watched it. It was so good, I don't remember anything.
Well, because it was indie.
Yeah.
It's her birthday today.
She's 49.
52. 54. 54? What are these people doing?
They're getting older.
No.
Yeah.
Sport. Terry Bradshaw.
Sport. Nope.
Howie Long.
Nope.
Mike Ditka.
Jimmy Johnson.
Sportscaster, former receiver for the Minnesota Vikings.
Dan
Chris,
Marino.
Chris Collinsworth.
Chris Collinsworth was the Bengals.
He was with the Bengals, though, because I was really thinking of Chris Carter.
Brett Favre.
He was with the Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings. Nope.
Not Chris Carter?
Nope.
Bo Jackson.
It's Ahmad Rashad's birthday.
Oh.
Ahmad Rashad.
Who?
Is he the one with space in his teeth?
He's married to Felicia. Are they still married?
I don't know.
Felicia and Ahmad Rashad. She was Mrs. Huxtable.
Hey! Oh.
So older.
You got to get your birthday and go!
Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Ahmad Rashad is 55.
48.
Or 64.
Okay. All right, Modern Shot.
Don't ask me sports question. Money.
Donald Trump.
No. Media mogul.
Ted Turner.
Ted Turner.
Yeah!
78.
Oh.
Older.
No, he's old.
Yeah, he's
85.
Old.
75.
Hello.
No, not at all.
Just sounds like
it's the main title from The Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, okay. Anthony Hopkins?
Nope.
Jodie Foster?
Yep.
great. My son shares a birthday with Jodie Foster.
Hello, Clarice.
Jodie and Brody.
And Clarice.
Clarice! Jodie Foster was in Contact.
Brody Foster, that movie.
I enjoyed Contact.
That.
Me and Coon love that movie.
She was like in Taxi Driver.
All right, all right.
Sweet Coon. I love you.
She is 50. I'm 50. No, she's older than that.
55.
51.
51.
I was trying to help you. She was older.
I will never accept help.
What is this from?
Sounds like an animated classic. No, what is this? We know this. Is this Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Generation.
No.
Voyager.
Yes.
I've never seen that show.
I haven't either. I'm not like, one time. Why do I know this then?
Not one time. Am I watching
actually that? One of the better Star Trek series.
No.
Really well done.
I don't know a single person on that show.
Is this Star Trek?
It's the guy who plays Commander Chakotay.
Who?
Robert Beltran.
Gosh, nah, still not any closer.
I don't like the Star
he
Wars.
He is the captain's number one.
I love 53. The Star Trek. 58.
He turned 60 today.
Oh.
All right, we are to dates.
Oh, man.
We're not doing
on
good.
On this date in 2012, one of the greatest humans on the planet was born.
Brody.
Jeez, yeah. Brody.
On this date in what year President Abraham Lincoln delivered his Gettysburg Address? On this date, 17 acres of the battlefield of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, were dedicated as our national cemetery.
1866.
Wait, so are we guessing the day that...
And Lincoln's under 2-minute address was later recognized as one of the most eloquent of the English language.
So this was when he delivered the speech?
Yeah.
On this day, what did you say?
I said 1866. It popped in my head. I don't know if that's right. It's obviously not right, because Stever would have said, he got it, don't worry about it.
Or what?
1862.
This date in history, the Ford Motor Company announced the discontinuation of the unpopular
Pinto.
Edsel.
Oh.
Edsel.
The Edsel. I've never even heard of it.
It was named after his brother or something like that.
What a dumb brother name. Here am I, car.
1929.
1952.
1959. Ah, we were off by a couple.
This phone is stuck.
It's going to be fine.
My phone bricked.
Careful.
I had to reset it.
On this day in history,
Christopher Cross?
Columbus. Went ashore on an island he first saw the day before.
Was he sailing?
He was.
Did it take him away?
Yeah. He named it San Juan Bautista, later renamed Puerto Rico.
Christopher Cross reminds me of Romancing the Stone and Arthur.
I can't think about anything.
I can't either.
Was it in... Wait.
1492.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Wait, don't guess, because then he's going to stop playing the song.
I know, we got to stall. Woo! Stall. Man, this question is just ridiculously hard. I'm having to backtrack through my mind. It's not far to
never this dude's got such a rad voice.
It's beautiful.
Did you ever see Christopher Crossplay?
No.
With NSYNC, they did a performance for like an award show.
Why did you watch it?
I don't remember. I don't know. I never watched that.
I don't remember anything about that night.
I don't remember.
Especially this wonderful performance that I know every word of and I sang along with in harmony with the NSYNC guys. I don't remember it. Sailing
takes me away to where I'm going. Hey man, what kind of cereal you want?
You guys aren't singing.
We're at the grocery store. What are you talking about? You can't sing in the grocery store.
No, at the grocery store they play. Okay, so on this date in history, when did Christopher Columbus land on Puerto Rico? San Juan Bautista.
It was in 1492. I'm guessing 1492.
1493.
Yep.
Wow.
You got to think, man. It takes a boat a long time to get across the ocean.
So 1492 was when he set sail?
Yes.
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
Yes, I did. Columbus sailed the... There's a rhyme. It's like something, something.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Right.
So why would that mean that's not when he set sail?
Well, I don't... I just figured...
How would you not know that?
That's not fair. Was okay. It like December?
Today... It's American made. I'm sorry. Today is American made matters.
American.
Mm-hmm.
American made.
That's why we're celebrating Thanksgiving today as a staff.
Yes.
Today's Equal Opportunity Day.
Yay!
It's also.
Get your butt out and vote day.
It's also Have a Bad Day Day.
Have a bad day day?
Yeah.
Why do we have this day?
I don't know.
It's International Men's Day.
Yeah, yes. Take that, women.
Men, stand up and be real men and go vote.
You've been holding me down.
And today is World Toilet Day.
Woo! That makes perfect sense.
That is all.
That it is Men's Day and it is Toilet Day.
Why because does that make sense?
It's the throne.
Ah,
you
yes.
can go sit in the throne room and be like, hello, it's my day. Make me get up. Nope. Nope. Of course, it is a men's room that you're sitting in. We should go sit in the women's bathroom.
What?
Think about it. It's men's day. So if we all try to share the bathroom, every guy's going to be coming in there saying, I just want a little time on the throne. It's men's day. It's toilet day. So what we need to do is we need to take over the girls' bathroom. Say, it's men's day. Toilet day. This is our time. You guys go outside. Boom.
Oh,
it's
man.
Settled. It's settled, Steve-O. It's settled, Steve-O.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we'll be talking with Cindy from CareNet and how you need to get out and vote today.
Yes. Also, if you're a man, go use the girls' bathroom because it's man's day and toilet day, and it's your right. Also, go vote.
We'll be talking with Larry the Cucumber as well. If you would like to get questions in for Larry, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Roll Tide.
Static.
Let's go way out, face down, losing all control.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Fill up my cup. Mazel tov. Look at it.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Traffic.
Why do I even fix my hair in the morning if I'm going to put these headphones on every
exactly.
day? Exactly. It's stupid. I like the way it looks. Maybe I am an idiot. Hello, everyone. Welcome to traffic. We're going to take a look at the Albuquerque area, see what's going on. Maybe there's roads out there. Maybe people are on them. Let's take a guess and say they are. We got construction, I-25 in Paseo. You know that. But yesterday there was an accident on I-25 in Paseo, so obviously not everyone knows it. But there is that construction, so be careful. Also, up here, whoop, we've got an accident at Coors Boulevard and Ellison Drive. I actually drove this street the other day and I had gotten a little lost, but then I remembered from looking on this stupid traffic map that Coors met Ellison, and that's how I found my bearings. So thank you, stupid traffic map. You have helped me as you help others. God bless you. Internet. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We promised we were going to be talking with Cindy from CareNet this morning.
Hey.
In this o'clock hour. We should probably take care of some of that. Very important. Vote going on right now in the Albuquerque area.
They a vote going on. What you
hopefully
gonna
setting
do?
A precedent.
Precedent.
Calling her live. Live radio. This is how it works.
This is how it works. Yep. Calling her live.
Hello?
Cindy.
Yes?
Good morning. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to Static
Good
Radio.
Morning, Cindy.
Hey, good morning. Is this Steve?
This is.
And Matt.
Hey. Steven, hey, Matt.
Steven and Matthew. It's our radio names.
Yeah, we're very proper.
Yes, we are.
So am I on the air?
Yeah, you
yes,
are.
Yes, you are.
We don't have time to not be live.
We don't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I heard you're not feeling well today.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, I blew all the snot out, and I'm good right now.
Good.
Yes! Did you use a neti pot?
You know, I have the NeelMed, which is like the sister product, but I haven't used it yet.
Don't do
it's
it.
Kind of weird.
No,
you know,
it
feels
that one,
wrong.
Is that
it
one
is
more
wrong.
Like a bottle, like a sports bottle?
Yeah, that's the one.
I've used that.
No,
it
that's
works.
Disgusting. It's
it
awful.
Works.
You feel like you're drowning. It's terrible.
And then you feel better.
No.
I'm really surprised I'm talking about this with you guys on the air.
No, okay. You shouldn't be. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Today is National Toilet Day.
Yeah, it really is. And this is how we do. So...
And here's my segue. And now we need to learn why we've been flushing our morals down the toilet.
Boom!
For more information, here's Cindy.
Yes, let's talk about what's going on today, because obviously a very, very important day, trying to get everybody out to vote. So can we talk about how confusing this is, first of all, and how we need to get out and vote?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I heard something on my husband's radio station that was talking about how this... that 20-week-old babies aren't able to feel pain, and they were calling it junk science, and I wanted to fly to the radio and smack their faces because
wow.
That's wrong. They have evidence, and even the doctors that perform the abortions concur. So it's really important because it seems like the other side has raised like $800,000 to fight this, and yet it's just wrong. And so I hope that everybody who hasn't voted yet gets out there and votes. This is your last chance today. All the polls will be open, and please vote for the paying capable unborn children ordinance because, I mean, really, I think once you hit 20 weeks,
yeah,
you know, you ought to just keep the baby at this point.
Yeah.
It's grown this far.
Yeah, and we
so,
you know, we have Clay on week in and week out from the Aspen Project who talks about foster care, adoption,
yeah.
And there's so many other options out there for young women who... are pregnant, who don't know what to do. There are so many other options, and yet
there are
Albuquerque. I honestly, I did not know. I was pretty ignorant to it. Today actually is my third son's first birthday, so celebrating my baby boy's first birthday today.
Yay!
And thinking about you know, we've had three baby boys who are incredible, and each pregnancy. Whether it's feeling him kick through her tummy or when he gets the hiccups or something amazing like that, there's obviously a human being inside of that womb. And I had no idea that we allowed abortion so late and so late in stages of pregnancy. But man, it blows my mind that we're arguing it and talking about it, and that I've seen these commercials lately that are, you know, against this pain-capable unborn child protection ordinance, and I get sick.
Yeah, well, and then here's the other thing. You have OBGYNs out there who say they see an anomaly or that there's a problem and that something's wrong with the baby, and I think it's kind of to protect their own butt that they want you to consider abortion so
right.
that they don't have to go into their medical malpractice stuff and pull from that,
right.
you know,
yeah.
to try and save the baby and all this sort of thing. And a lot of times when the mother chooses to go ahead and stay with the pregnancy full term and the baby comes out, there's nothing wrong with the baby.
Right, right.
And that infuriates me because you wonder how many times, you know, to just kind of save their own butt, or if they see something that's not quite right, they say, well, you need to make the decision whether to keep or terminate. And they scare these young moms and there's nothing wrong, you know, and so it just breaks my heart that people get lied to or, you know, get scared and they make a decision that just didn't yeah. need to be made.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember this last time when we were pregnant with Brody, and you know, they wanted us to run all of the tests for Down syndrome or all these different things, and we just flat refused, which was a little shocking to them. Well, wouldn't you like to know? And to me, it was no, because no matter what, we have a great promise in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, that says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you." We
Amen.
Have these great promises that man, before the foundations of the earth, God knew us. He had a plan for us. He loves us, and each one of us, yes, that unborn child, God has an incredible plan for, no matter what scientific birth defects or whatever is going on. God has a plan for that child, and yet we think that it's just this simple, well, you know, I this is going to be difficult, and this is going to inconvenience my life, and it's unreal. So, yeah, today is the day to get out and vote for the pain-capable unborn child protection ordinance, which basically bans abortion after 20 weeks, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we got an interesting email this morning. Dr. Alveda King, who is the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., has actually come alongside and endorsed the pain-capable unborn child protection ordinance.
Wonderful. Yeah, so that's what we need.
Great quote from her. She was the director of African American Outreach for Priests for Life. And, yeah, she absolutely endorsed the ordinance this morning, and it was exciting to hear that today because, obviously, vitally important. Cindy, while we have you on the phone, can we talk a little bit about CareNet?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about what you do and the purpose of CareNet in this great state.
Sure. Well, it's the Pregnancy Center in Albuquerque. My title is actually Development Director, which means I get to raise money for them because everything we provide for these girls is free. We don't charge them for the pregnancy tests or the ultrasounds or the parenting classes or the clothes or the formula. You know, we have Earn While You Learn, where they can learn about, you know, parenting skills and then earn baby bucks for maternity clothes or diapers or whatever it is. But I just help to raise money so that we can continue to offer all of our services for free. And so that's what I do.
Amazing. Amazing. Where can people find more information on CareNet?
On the World Wide Web, carenetabq.org.
Okay.
And everything is right there. We offer, you know, tons of services, and there's four different locations all over the greater metro area. We got one in the Northeast Heights. We got a center out in Moriarty, one in Rio Rancho, and one in Los Lunas. So we will help, whatever it is. Even if, and it could be a grandma or it could be a young girl, if they've already had an abortion, we offer grief support, recovery from a loss of your pregnancy earlier. And so it doesn't matter what stage they're at, we will help. We're here to offer compassion and support. We're not judging anybody. There is no condemnation in Christ. And Amen. So, yeah, so that's what we're all about. And actually, one of our former board members won a motorcycle. And so now we're trying to raffle off this 2013 Harley Davidson Heritage Softail Classic, which is a very nice bike.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's brand new. It's got less than 12 miles on it. And we're trying to sell raffle tickets to auction off the bike. And that'll happen on Father's Day at the 11th Annual Father's Day Car Show in Edgewood at that Walmart over there. And so, if anybody wants to buy a raffle ticket or a stocking stuffer of a raffle ticket for some loved one.
Or for their favorite morning show. I mean, they could buy raffle tickets for their favorite morning show.
Somebody get me a raffle ticket.
I happen to know a couple morning show guys who have been wanting motorcycles because they watch too much television.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's $25 a ticket or $5 for $100.
Okay.
And that's what's happening there. Yeah.
Amazing.
$5 for 100 tickets?
No.
No, $100 for 5 tickets. Actually, you know, there's a bunch of churches who want it to kind of make around to their church, and we've already got the bike reserved for one of the churches on Super Bowl Sunday. So if there's
awesome.
A church that wants to host the bike for a weekend or show it off, we're more than happy to move it around the state and have it be where you're at.
More information, carenetabq.org, and we posted a link on our Facebook page as well, so people can find more information on that there.
There you go.
Awesome. Cindy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Y'all take care.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. God bless you.
God bless you too. Cindy from CareNet, carenetabq.org, and wow. It's vitally important that you get out and vote today. We've had Clay Schroff on from the Aspen Project week in and week out talking about this ordinance and how we need to get out and vote for this. So you can check out all the details. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Radio.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Larry the Cucumber.
That's right.
True story.
Vegetable.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Good morning.
Good morning. We have a guest.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party welcoming into the studio Diana from Operation Christmas Child. Boom! Oh. Welcome to the show.
You down with OCC?
Yeah, you know me.
Booyah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Do you know what OCC is?
I do.
Yeah, I'd hope so.
It's Operation Christmas Child.
How long have you been working with Operation Christmas Child?
18 years.
18 years? It's amazing. So you guys are doing something big this year because I hear this is the 20th anniversary. Is that true?
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah. And then VeggieTales, apparently it's their 20th anniversary.
What a partnership.
So they decided, hey, let's team up. So that's going to be fun. We'll be talking with Larry the Cucumber coming up in just a few. Yes, really.
Yes, really.
We'll be talking with Larry the Cucumber.
Larry.
But in the meantime, let's talk Operation Christmas Child for those who have no idea what we're talking about. It's gearing up. We're gearing up for Christmas time. So what is it that you guys do?
Well, Operation Christmas Child is a ministry for spreading the gospel to children ages 2 to 14. You choose a boy or a girl, and you pack a shoebox full of prayer, full of items that would appeal to a 2 to 14 year old child. Of course, you can put in a photograph, you could put in a letter, occasionally you'll hear back, but a hygiene item, a toy. Yeah. You tell me, what would a 5 year old boy love to have?
Oh man.
Markers.
There you go.
I know, right? I have a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 1-year-old as of today. So, just yesterday we were opening up our own shoebox.
Yes.
We really were.
The nerd.
And so the nerd block. Yeah. So
and we went nuts.
Yeah. It was a keychain and a t-shirt, and there was some really cool stuff in there. And so
exactly.
Yeah, that's it. It's those little knickknacks, those little fun. And to be honest, the children that are receiving these shoe boxes, you could put anything in there. It's like a package of Post-it notes. Cool. I mean, they're going to go crazy over anything, really.
It's not like American 4-year-olds who are like, this isn't a PS4.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
What is this, markers?
Right.
What year is this, 82?
You know, most of them have never received a gift.
Exactly.
So they're thrilled with whatever comes in it. And you know, when you're praying over it first, God's going before you, and He knows the specific needs of that special child.
Yeah.
So many of these children have received these shoeboxes, and it has changed their life.
That's
they have
awesome.
Come to know the Lord. They have changed the villages, well, the families around, and then the villages around them.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if you'd like to pack a shoebox, it's going on now through the 25th, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And we're here at Calvary 8 to 5.
Yeah.
So bring it on down. Feel free to go into Walmart or Target or wherever you like to shop and pick up the items. You'd be astonished what will fit in a shoebox.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you don't have a shoebox at home,
I was going to say,
get a little plastic box, the little Rubbermaid box that's the size of a shoebox. Don't do the big boot box. We'll take whatever you bring.
Okay.
But a shoebox size so that it's fair for all the kids. You want them all to be opening up the same size.
Yeah, that's great. And you guys have like snacks and stuff over there too, right?
Absolutely.
Yesterday I walked by and they had like cookies and coffee, and I was like, I want some coffee, but I just kept walking.
We take care of our volunteers.
I don't have a shoebox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We got to take care of those volunteers. They're manning those tables.
Yes, you do. And they are some happy people. I talked to a couple of them, and they were enjoying what they were doing.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Operation Christmas Child. You can find out more information at SamaritansPurse.org. And wow, what an incredible year. 20 years of collecting shoeboxes, going out all over the world. And how did you get involved?
You know, we've always packed shoeboxes with our kids.
Yeah.
So you start that direction, and then when you start to hear the full circle stories come back, then you start to become passionate about this. So you see someone, well, not literally see someone, but you hear the story of someone who's gotten a shoebox, who's learned, who's come to know the Lord.
Yeah.
Who's learned about Christ. And then you see the impact that it has on their family and on their life.
Yeah.
You see how they go back and give back to the community. You see how they go back and give back possibly to the orphanage where they were when they received a shoebox. And it's going to change your life. You become interested in the project, and it's fun. And then you see this happen, and it transforms you into someone that's passionate about this project.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. And man, we are gearing up for Christmas parties, for Thanksgiving, of course, for all these great things that are happening just around here. And I think of all the little white elephant parties we've been talking about. There are so many opportunities when you're at the store that you just don't think about that little extra whatever that you could be getting. And as you said, anything that you can put into the shoebox, these children are going to love. And for a lot of them, this is the only gift they'll ever receive.
This
could be the very first time they'll be receiving a gift.
Yeah.
Most of them will tell you that, particularly the ones that we've interviewed after years, which you can't even fathom, can you? Because
right.
we go through the dollar bins when we're walking through Target.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, look, those are cute socks. Oh,
right.
Flip-flops.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, candies, office supplies. And we'll spend $5 or $10 on fun,
yeah.
what we consider little junk.
Yeah.
It's a treasure to someone else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I remember one of the young ladies telling me, one of the ladies about 4 years ago when we were interviewing her, telling me that they didn't have any notebooks when she was in Rwanda. All the roads were closed. So she got a notebook in her shoebox. Well, what they had done on the spiral notebook that she had, they had written inside of it, in the margins, in the inside covers, outside covers. They had no paper left. So when she got a notebook in her shoebox, you know, a spiral notebook costs 10 or 12 cents.
Right.
And look at the impact it had on her life. She was thrilled.
Wow.
Thrilled.
It's unbelievable. And as we said, National Collection Week for Shoeboxes is going on now until the 25th of November. If you would like to find a closest drop-off for you, maybe you're not in the Albuquerque area, wherever you're listening.
Yeah.
SamaritansPurse.org. We can post a link on our Facebook page.
Yeah, this is a nationwide thing.
Yeah,
also,
absolutely.
I think a lot of times, you know, like it becomes like a family thing.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe, I know the holidays are super depressing for a lot of people.
Right.
Because it just makes us think of all the people we've lost or the people that we don't have in our life.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is a great way to kind of see the other side of, like, Christmas and the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just by going out and getting a few things together and putting them and then giving it away and seeing what that's like.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's, and as you said, it's not costly. It's not costly to go out and buy you know, 25-cent notebook or something like that.
What about following the shoebox and finding out where it ended up?
Yeah, see, that's awesome.
So you can go on to, not everyone does it, but they ask for $7 a shoebox to help with the ministry.
Right.
So it helps transport the shoebox. I mean, come on, guys, they load these C-130s up with shoeboxes.
Right,
that's how,
right.
you know, that's not inexpensive to fly.
Not at all.
So if you go on to SamaritansPurse.org, you can pay for your shipping that way, and they will actually give you a code, and you can get an email when your box has been shipped.
That's
Isn't
cool.
that amazing? So now you know where it ended up.
Yeah.
You don't know the child, but if it ended up in Panama or Singapore,
it's
Sudan,
incredible.
You don't know.
Going out all over the world with these shoe boxes, Operation Christmas Child, 20th anniversary. And not only their 20th anniversary, but VeggieTales' 20th anniversary. And so you guys are teaming up with VeggieTales. Larry the Cucumber should be calling in any minute now, actually. So, okay, Operation Christmas Child. Details, SamaritansPurse.org. And since 1993, I'm looking at these statistics. More than 100 million shoebox gifts have been collected and delivered to children around the world. And just absolutely a cheap, incredible opportunity. It's not costly, and it could change someone's life, which is really cool.
It will impact the kingdom of God.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I mentioned, 20th anniversary for OCC and 20th anniversary for VeggieTales. You guys have teamed up. And Diana, thank you so much. It's
Thank
been awesome
me.
To hear about Operation Christmas Child. And, of course, we've been anticipating a phone call this morning.
Oh, no.
Go to the studio line live now. Static Radio, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Cucumber.
Steve-O and Mitch, how you guys doing?
This is Mateo over here.
I'm not Mitch.
Larry. Mitch is sitting in the background. This is
amazing. Oh, sorry about that, Mateo.
It's okay. I'm upset, but I'll get over it.
Okay.
Welcome to the Team Awesome Morning Party there, Larry. How's it going?
Oh, you know, I'm doing well. I'm a morning cucumber, so I'm doing awesome.
It is so good to talk to you. We have Diana in studio with us from Operation Christmas Child talking about teaming up for the 20th anniversary of OCC and VeggieTales. First of all, Larry, 20th anniversary? How old can cucumbers get?
Yeah.
You know, I'm still waiting to find that out. So I'm not quite sure. I suspect I may be genetically modified, but I've had a really long shelf life. But I do have built-in cucumbers under my eyes, so it keeps me young looking.
You've got to be very careful. There are so many documentaries about genetically altered vegetables, so you need to be very careful because people are going to start looking for you, sir.
Larry, I have a question. You're not organic?
I'm not organic?
Oh, man, that's the trend right now.
You just said you're genetically modified. I don't know how to feel anymore.
Well, I'm still carbon-based, so I believe I'm organic.
This is incredible, man. We're really excited to talk to you for the 20th anniversary of VeggieTales. Larry, you've got a new movie out, Mary, Larry, and the True Light of Christmas. Exciting stuff. How's it been filming this latest movie?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, I play the head mall elf, so I work at the Spring Valley Mall, and I take requests from kids for Christmas. And one of the requests comes in from a little girl. Her name is Christina, and she wants to help her neighbor. And I'm really touched by that and think that I want to help her too. And so we kind of go on a journey to find out where she is and what she needs help with. And it's a lot of fun along the way. And one of the really cool things is we got to work with Uncle Si from Duck Dynasty.
That's right. It's really popular. I'm sure you're a fan of Si because it looks like they take out ducks, and so they eat meat instead of vegetables. So that's a good thing.
Yes, I feel very safe around those guys. So it's really nice. So, yeah, they haven't come up with a cucumber call yet, and I'm really thankful about
cucumber
that.
Cucumber call?
But yeah, so Uncle Si, he plays the narrator. He's sort of the Burl Ives of the modern era now, you know. So he narrates our little Christmas story, and it's a whole lot of fun.
Amazing. Larry, we've been really excited to talk to you. In fact, we do something around here called the Listener Lightning Round, speaking of requests.
Yes.
We have a lot of listener requests.
We have so many questions.
As far as questions, can we do like a Listener Lightning Round fast as possible, first thing that comes to your mind?
Okay, I'm nervous. All right, go for it.
All right,
okay.
Be nervous. All right.
Here we go.
Have you found your lips?
Have I found my lips? Yeah, I never lost my lips. They were always there, right there on my face.
Good. Have you ever seen the salad dressing?
Have I ever seen the salad dressing?
Yep.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
That's a little play on words there.
It's a trap.
Yeah, no, I never have it. They've always hiding behind the salad bar.
Good.
That's no move.
There you go. See, our listeners are trying to trap you.
It's a trap.
Here's one. When eating at Macaroni Grill, and they bring you the fresh bread and pour the olive oil into the little dish and then offer the vinegar with it, do you accept?
What?
Of course I do. Of course I do. You know, eating vegetables is quite all right as long as they're not talking to you.
And there you go.
Okay.
Exactly.
I have a couple questions from my buddy Jason's daughter, Lindley.
Okay, here we go.
She wants to know, do you like being a cucumber?
Of course I do. I love being a cucumber. It's great. It's like I get to hop around. I get to photosynthesize. It's a good gig.
Do you like being Larry Boy?
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of fun, you know. I've got my Larry-mobile, my super suction ears. I get to go out on superhero assignments. That's super cool. I love it.
Okay, Todd wants to know, Mr. Cucumber, have you ever considered converting to a pickle?
Nope. Got a vinegar aversion. I don't like vinegar.
You just said you would accept the vinegar at Macaroni Grill.
Well, no, that was the olive oil that I was thinking.
Oh.
But, yeah, well, I would eat it. I just wouldn't bathe in it.
Okay, here's a really important question. The apocalypse happens tomorrow, and the world's food has been destroyed except for vegetables. Somehow they survive. What do you eat first?
What do I eat first? Well, not the Brussels sprouts, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, Larry. All right.
Oh man.
I have a question from my niece. So we got we got to get this one right.
Okay.
Did you like making your new movie?
Oh,
of course I did. It was great. Well, you know, because we love Christmas movies, and it was a really, really great little lesson, and the lesson of the story is Christmas shines most bright and true when you give the love God gave to you, and I think that's a great lesson, and it's a really great story, and it was really fun to make.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
Amazing.
What's your favorite silly song?
My favorite silly song?
Yes.
Oh, wow. There's so many. Oh, I kind of like the hairbrush song. That's a nice one to sing.
Yeah,
I like that one.
Classic.
That's classic. I like
it's
that.
It's a classic one. That's right, yeah.
What?
And Belly Button's another one that I like.
Belly Button?
Yeah.
I've never even heard that.
What?
What do the pirates not do?
What? Well, they don't do anything, actually.
Good.
Is that like what does the fox say? Is that a similar type of question?
Larry, let's not bring that song up, man.
Oh, man, that song.
Too many people like that song.
My kids love that song. Drives me crazy.
You need to make a song called What Does like the Vegetable Say?
What does the cucumber say?
What does the cuke say or something?
Yeah.
What does the cuke say?
God made you special and he loves you very much.
There you go. I like that. All right.
All right, and we'll say this is the final question.
The final listener lightning round question.
Okay, what is your favorite season? Is it when the seeds are painted?
Planted.
Planted, okay. Or is it the harvest?
Oh, wow. I like the harvest. I like the harvest.
There you go.
All right.
Yep.
Amazing. Yep. Okay, one last question. You know, you do work in the industry, so I'm sure you walk around on set and see other films being made and whatnot. And the Smurfs, you know, they come out with films as well. We always get the same listener question, and I thought I would ask you because it's very timely since you are in the industry. And have you ever come across a Smurf? Have you ever run into the Smurfs at all?
I've never come across the Smurfs before. No, okay. I have not. But I'd love working with the Smurfs. You know, kind of get that blue green combination going.
Exactly.
That would be great.
Which leads into the perfect question: if you were ever in a confrontation with the Smurf, and for some reason you decided to choke it, what color would the Smurf turn?
Wow. I really don't know how to answer that. Well, I think blue and red make purple, doesn't it?
Yes,
purple.
Exactly.
All right, I got my color wheel right.
All right, good job.
Proud of you, Larry.
Larry the cucumber.
Thank you. Not that I'd ever choke a Smurf. I don't want to condone that.
No, right, it'd be pretty difficult without arms, so.
It would. I'd have to roll on it or something.
Amazing. Larry, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We know your time is valuable. You are the most important cucumber I've ever met in my entire life.
Me too.
So,
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I hear that a lot, but thank you very much.
Yes, 20th anniversary of VeggieTales, and couldn't be prouder to hang out with Larry the Cucumber this morning. You are an amazing cuke, and you have our blessing and our dressing.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Wow.
I just did that.
He did
amazing.
That.
All right.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much, man. Later. Have a great day.
Larry
the Cucumber.
Bye.
Incredible. All right. Well, there it is.
I wonder which provider he uses, because that was fantastic reception.
That was great reception. Wow. I'm wondering if his assistant was just holding the phone for him or how that works. I don't know. But absolutely amazing. Operation Christmas Child, VeggieTales, teaming up. You can find out information at SamaritansPurse.org. Diana, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yes, we will definitely do New Music Tuesday coming up here in just a few. But right now, we got a culture shock for you.
Woo.
This one coming from Sam Sparrow. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Ow.
Static. That's wrong for this Trivia Thursday.
No.
It's Tuesday.
It's New Music Trivia Tuesday.
Crap.
There it is.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
They look so much alike.
They do. To your credit, they look nothing.
We just interviewed Larry the Cucumber, and I'm pretty sure...
What'd you do today?
I'm pretty sure the Smurf question made him...
That was awesome. That totally threw him. You know, I don't think anybody commented the Smurf question. Like, I think you just had to...
No, I just wanted to... I was trying desperately to think of a question. I thought maybe the zombie apocalypse question would throw him off.
No,
and
he was ready.
Straight up, like, just answered it.
I will say
like
this.
Like, it was no big deal.
If Larry was a politician, I would label him a flip-flopper. Because he said he was down with the vinegar, and then he was like, no, I've got a vinegar aversion. It's like, oh, who started... What bureaucrat started paying you, buddy? Who's in your pocket?
Oh,
or whose
man.
Pocket are you in?
Oh, snap.
Think about it.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible if you missed the interview with Larry the Cucumber.
You missed it.
Podcast it every single day.
Yeah, we do.
MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. You can download the Team Awesome Morning Show podcast. Dude, it is time.
It is time.
It is new music in Tuesday. Yeah, we've got a lot of new music to get to. Your chance to vote on the music. MyStatic Radio. No. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm just thrown off by our dear friend Larry.
Hey.
That was...
Thanks to everybody that posted a question.
Yeah.
We had so many people, and I couldn't get to all of them because I used
bias and preference
for your niece
to sneak in my niece's question.
Yeah, and Jason's daughter's question.
And Jason's daughter, Lindley.
Which was great. I love how you're like, this one comes from my niece, so this is important.
Yeah.
This one comes from my friend Jason's daughter. This is important.
Yep.
My phone crashed, so I didn't get to ask any of my kid questions. Mm-mm. No, they didn't have any questions.
They did. Wait, Luke didn't want to know?
I don't think they had questions. For
Jack
Larry.
Didn't want to know?
I don't know.
Brody
just,
is a baby.
Know.
He couldn't
Brody's
know.
A little dude. It's his
He's
first
one
birthday.
He's 1 year old today.
Yeah. Should have had him say happy birthday to my son or something.
Come on, Larry.
Sorry, I didn't know. He's a busy cuke.
I don't know what to do because I don't know if Larry's organic or not now.
Yeah, well, he said he's organic because he's still breathing.
Yeah, but he said he might be genetically modified.
Yeah, but it's
He
okay.
said, I don't know if I'm genetically modified.
But it's like the $6 million man. He was still a dude. It's like RoboCop.
It's like RoboCop. It's like
he's
RoboCop. How much of RoboCop is a machine?
I missed it.
RoboCop.
I missed my opportunity.
You were about 10 minutes late with that one. 10
RoboCop. Dang it.
RoboCop. You heard it here first. Larry is a robot sent to police the world.
Gosh dang it. How did I not think of that while we were on the phone with Larry? I guess I was just so nervous because he's a celebrity.
Yep. It wasn't harvest time in the garden of your mind.
Unbelievable. All right. It is New Music Tuesday. We got a lot of great music to get to, so let's get to it.
Let's get to it. Just to recap, it is unconfirmed if Larry is organic or not. We will try to find that out.
At some point.
At some point. At we some don't know point. When that's going to happen.
All right. There you go. Where do we want to start?
Let's start with this one.
Okay, perfect.
This is an up-and-coming band that I had never heard of.
Yeah, we were serviced this.
We were serviced this song. Tell us what you think.
This one comes from Nash Vegas.
It's called, the band is Ember in Ashes, and I didn't know if it was Embers in Ashes or just Ember.
Ember in
it's
Ashes.
It's singular, Ember in Ashes. Ashes being plural, Ember being singular. This is their song, Into My Arms. Let us know what you think.
Okay.
Do it.
All right. It's New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yep.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Embers in Ashes. Ember in Ashes. I think that's incorrect.
Ember.
Will you get over to this microphone?
Get on that mic.
You got to get on
friend.
This mic. Our dear friend, Mr. B. Nix, Brian Nixon, in studio with us.
Woo!
Hanging out.
Matt, Steve-O, yeah. I just want to say... And I was telling you this before that wonderful song just went off the air, that you guys are doing a tremendous job. I've been listening to Static Radio now, really, for the last few days.
That's awesome.
Multiple hours during the day, and I'm enjoying the song. But here's one thing I'm noticing, which is kind of cool, because this is my era.
Yeah.
A lot of the music is sounding more and more 80s.
Oh, yeah.
80s influence, baby.
Yeah.
We love it. We love it.
Which
here.
Is funny because we got some Imagine Dragons coming yep. up, some Golden Youth. They all kind of have this.
They got a throwback
song. Jars of Clay, Loneliness in Alcohol, their new song.
Speaking of the Golden Youth song, that very 80s, first of all, but they're a California band, not too far from where I lived.
They're
you know, they lived in Sacramento. I lived for a while in Modesto, but the reality. The reality is that it's a great little tune. There's some good songs you guys are playing. So on behalf of the Albuquerque community, we just want to say thank you to Steve-O and Matt.
Thank you.
Hey, you know.
You're welcome.
That's
Where
how we
is
do.
The key to the city?
We.
I need it. I have a couple of things I need to take care of. I need the key.
And also, we also need to, Steve-O, say that how much we appreciate Matlock coming, and he's going to be gone for a couple days to pick up his lovely wife, who's finally going to descend together
upon Albuquerque. The lots.
I will literally be bringing the dawn with me when I return.
This is true.
Ooh. And so we've got to extend a loving hand to lovely Dawn.
Yes.
So she feels welcome here in the lovely city of Albuquerque.
In an appropriate way.
Yes.
Because that's his wife, bro.
No, well, you know, it is a... What other
handshakes
way...
Handshakes are cool.
What other way is there would I be referring to?
I don't know.
When you extend that loving hand, you just shake a hand.
We accept handshakes. We accept money checks.
Yeah.
We accept... Credit card number.
And even side hugs are appropriate every now and
Dawn
then.
Dawn is the master of the side hug.
Gift cards She's to like, music stores so you can buy your bass.
Yeah.
This guy
Who
yesterday walked into a music store and fell in love. Fell in love.
Yes.
Needs a bass.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a bass.
I don't need it. No. I don't want to get into it. It's too much. I dreamed about this bass last night.
Which bass is it?
It's a Fender.
It's a Hellspawn Mixers of the...
foe, the fornicators, and the thieves.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Was it at Grandma's? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just ran into this. Wait, tell him what it is.
Okay, it's okay. Here's the thing. I have a 74 P bass that I travel with, and it's like every time I have to get on an airplane with that thing, I freak out a little bit.
Yeah,
because what happens? Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And there's one airline, my trusty airline, that lets me put it in the
overhead
bin, and then every other airline's like, no, you have to put it in the bottom of the plane with all the rest of the death and destruction. So I'm worried about it because this is a classic bass. Well, then yesterday we walk into the music store and I just sighted this glorious red bass that has all the same, like, it has a different bridge on it, different pickups. The neck is the same shape as my 74.
Nice.
But it's literally like a fourth of the price.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I have another P bass that I'm going to sell that I keep in Nashville that doesn't play as good as this one, doesn't sound as good as this one. So I'm going to sell it and then get this other one.
But this other one's red.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Now, would the House of Heroes guys allow you to play a red bass?
Well, here's the thing. They'll love it. I don't care what they think. They'll love it. But then the bass that I'm going to sell, its name is Gwen Stacy.
Right.
After
Gwen Stacy.
After Gwen Stacy in the comics, not the band.
Peter Parker/Spider-Man's first love.
Yes. First love. And
she was
blonde. It's because the bass is white and the neck is maple, which is a blondish color.
Right.
But this new bass is red,
yeah,
and it's got a black pickguard and a rosewood neck.
Yep,
I'm sensing Mary love. Jane Watson. I'm sensing love.
It's
in
It's more
voice.
Than love at this point. It's a commitment.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it was so
Needless
funny.
Needless to say, I spent like an hour and a half sitting next to him while he was like,
"It's so good. It's so good."
Yeah, he just played it and played it and played it, and then finally they asked us to leave. So
Steve-O was like,
"Because it was 11 at night." Hey guys, we closed 2 hours ago.
Do
you guys mind leaving now?
Steve-O was like, "What guitar amp should I look at?" And I was like, "Guitar amp." But which one? That one.
That one. It was amazing. So,
anyways, you guys rock. So, what do we have up next?
Well, here's what we have coming up on tomorrow's show in the 9 o'clock hour. Shock Therapy Live with you.
That's right.
You're going to be coming in here tomorrow.
That's
9 a.m.
right.
This guy's flying out.
And I'm sad that I'm missing it. Yeah. Because,
That's all right.
It's okay.
I'm going to podcast it.
Yes, you will. Tomorrow, Shock Therapy will be live. And, Mr. Brian Nixon, you're going to be hanging out with us.
I'll be hanging out with you.
We got a lot of great questions, actually, for tomorrow's show. So that's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
But up next, here we go. One of the biggest bands in the universe right now. We're still trying to figure out a way to go see them in March. They're going on tour with Naked and Famous, and they're an incredible band. Probably my pick for the best record of the year, Night Visions.
2012.
That
best new artist.
That was the best record of the year.
That record surprised me.
Yeah.
Straight up, because I bought it in like every single song. I like this song.
Yet Radioactive is played and then overplayed, and because of that, it's like, hey, we don't want to be that station. We don't want to play that song into the ground.
And then the current single, I found out, is the song that Static Radio started playing a long time ago.
Yeah, that's right. Picked it first.
Picked it first.
It's a new single. Sorry, mainstream. We had that trend a year ago. So we're moving on to a bigger and better song. Tell us what you think about it. Brand newest from Imagine Dragons. The song is called Bleeding Out. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Imagine Dragons.
Imagine that.
Song's called Bleeding Out. Static Radio. Good morning. Welcome to New Music Tuesday.
Yes. Hey, we got to go back and check this out because a lot of people had opinions about that first song.
Yeah.
And I want to read what you had to say.
So, Ember and Ashes, Into
Ember
My Arms.
Ember and Ashes, Into My Arms. Thebe says, solid sounding song, but he doesn't want to hear it again.
Okay.
Let's see. Brian had said it's got a little old school OMS feel to it, but then he recanted that
statement. Okay.
Kayla said, dig. David digs it. He loves that double bass.
Okay.
Kristen says, bury it so deep you hit water and let it drown.
Wow.
Kristen, did you want to tell us how you really felt about it? Or maybe just less of a watered-down opinion. Hey, look out.
Static.
Dig.
Yes, okay.
Nick.
There you go. Digging the Imagine Dragons.
TJ said, sure, why not?
Okay.
Okay, so let's go to Imagine Dragons now.
Okay.
We got a lot of opinions about this. TJ says, finally, been on this train with Mitch for about a year now.
Yeah,
and of
this
course
is true.
Mitch digs it. Kayla She digs it. Stefan, keep it. Randy, beautiful. Steven, dig this song. Brian, dig it. Rebecca, lover of all their songs.
Nice.
Thebe says, meh. And then Crystal says, yes, agreed on how awesome the album is. Ken and I are trying to get out to see them, too.
Yes.
Maylene is dancing right now to this song. I'm guessing that's a kid.
Yes. Very good.
There you go. So, that's your opinion so far. You guys feel free to chime in. That's what we want.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now, this next artist happens to be a worship project. Ooh. That we heard a song from and said, what?
Yes. And then we actually got an email from a listener the other day saying, hey, can you please play more Posneos?
Yeah.
Or Posneos. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I'm from the South. I don't know how to pronounce things. I can't read. So what if I don't wear deodorant every day? Or I don't want to put different socks on? Or I never change my underwear? Or I love to run around and sweat and never take a shower? So what? Anyway, we're going to play more Posneos. This song's called Thief on a Cross. Tell us what you think about it.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Dig it or bury it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Posneos.
Woo!
Thief on a Cross. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I enjoy that.
Yeah, that was good.
I enjoy it.
Nice pick there.
I dig it. Will Mateo change his skivvies? That is none of your business, ma'am. None. That's what we call it in the South. None ya.
Well, let's be fair. To be honest, sadly, we've had a hard time with laundry because the drain pump motor blew out in my washer. And so I'm wearing like my normal lazy Saturday pants today because I'm literally down to my final pair of pants.
Lazy Sunday.
So
wake up in the late
Amazon
afternoon.
Said the motor was going to be here by today so I can install it when we get home.
Hey, Amazon.
And it better be there because if not,
hey, Amazon.
The answer is no.
Amazon. I wish you weren't a liar.
Yeah.
I wish you weren't a liar,
so,
Amazon.
No bigs. It's been an interesting week for the Jeter bank account. So let's see. Car broke down. No bigs. Couple hundy. iPhone was smashed by a kid who was running out of SoPo, and I was being a gentleman trying to hold the door.
We're going
to
find you, kid.
Got smashed.
Yep.
The motor blew on my washer. That was $130.
It's Brody's birthday.
Today's Brody's birthday.
That was at least $6.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice.
Hey, you know what? There's lots of cool reasons.
There are
happy.
Lots of cool reasons, and including talking to Operation Christmas Child this morning and putting into perspective the fact that a lot of these kids getting these shoe boxes, this is the only gift slash first gift they have ever received.
It's true.
And so it's incredible.
Man,
God,
people
good,
didn't
man.
Like that song from Posneos.
Really?
Yeah. We got thanks, but no thanks, not for me. Kayla asked me about my skivvies. Thebe says, this is fine, but bring the metal.
Huh. Okay.
Interesting. Billy says, nope, bury.
Bury.
Caleb says, dig diggity.
Okay.
Jeff digs. David skidigs it. TJ says, the clapping doesn't fit. Sounds like Steve-O is just clapping
over
the
song.
Oh,
I left my mic up. Sorry,
he
that
was
really
totally
was me.
Just clapping over the song. Is that true?
No.
You were. But he says, they did consult Kevin Douglas Hammer on the direction they should take with the synth.
Yes.
And I love all the little synthy.
That and the Electric Light Parade at Disneyland.
Oh, man. Electric Light Parade. I'm
going
to get to see
it. Little bugs spinning around.
What do you mean, remember it? I'm going to be living in that in about a month.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's awesome.
Cool, man. Thanks for taking me.
Finally, Brian digs it. You need to talk to my mom about that.
Yeah.
You confront my sweet little mom and see what happens. Your heart will melt into pieces. And then she'll put it back together with prayer and love.
She's an amazing woman.
It'll be crazy.
Man, keeping it going. We've got two more for you.
Let's keep on going.
All right. This next band's called Golden Youth.
Woo!
Their latest Seven Seas. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Golden Youth, Seven Seas.
That was the dulcet tones of Golden Youth. Thank you for listening. It's 9 o'clock a.m.
Yeah.
Here on a
that's how I felt
Tuesday.
It was very yes. Mm.
It's a fall song.
It is. Well, it is fall. So
we needed another
it works
Golden
out.
Youth song.
Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Joining us, Meeshers.
Hey,
welcome to the show.
What's up,
Meesh? How did you enjoy the Larry the Cucumber interview?
It was fantastic.
Made him break character.
Yes, it was amazing.
What do you mean character?
Character. That there's no character.
What?
That was
what?
Real life.
I made him forget
cucumber.
Where he was for a second.
There sure. you go.
Makes me happy.
Ruining kids' lives day by day. Hey, people like that song. It's all right. I can dig it. Like the vibe.
Roll Tide.
TJ says, 3 months from now we'll ask, remember when we played Golden Youth? Yeah, me neither.
Oh, man.
I beg to differ, friend. What you don't know is that band's getting a lot of people in their corner.
Yep.
So what I'm betting is 3 months from now we'll be saying, you remember when we played Golden Youth before anybody else?
Yep.
But I could be wrong. Victor says, dig it. You guys rock. Brian says, cool, dig it. It's a chill song.
The phone lines are jammed. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
I will have to... Sorry, I'll have to bury that song.
Why are you burying it?
It's just too slow. You have a lot of those at the station. Yeah.
Tell me your favorite band right now. Go.
Citizens.
Citizens. Oh, okay.
That was unexpected.
Right, that was unexpected. Thanks for the call. Static.
Yo.
Yo.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
That song was all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not horrible.
Yeah.
The main reason I'm calling.
Uh-huh.
Is I want some of Mateo's Christian shoes.
Christian shoes? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm just getting a couple patents lined up. They're going to be awesome, like straight like black shoes, but then this giant like white cross on there so you can mm-hmm. use them to witness to people.
Yep, truth.
Witnessing tool.
He's decided he wants to start a shoe company because all shoes have souls, so he yeah. wants to start a Christian shoe.
They need to be saved.
So there you go.
Thank you.
Hey, whenever you do your Walmart video game.
Yeah.
People going to be as rude in your game as they are in real life?
Yes, they are.
Awesome.
You mean the game where you can like just use an avatar to go shopping for you and then it gets yep. delivered to your door?
Yep.
That's the one.
I just wanted to kind of give a shout out to the little plot again.
That is a brilliant idea. I missed that plot, so that's yeah. amazing.
Yeah, that's how we do.
Copyright Podcast. Mateo.
All right.
Podcast.
There you go.
Thanks,
man. Boom. Thanks for the call, man. You know somebody's going to steal that and or the next Grand Theft Auto is
going
to include that.
That is my stuff.
I know.
That is intellectual property by me, Mateo.
You yep. shouldn't have said it on the radio.
Brian tried to give me the key to the city earlier,
yep.
okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Wow.
Yeah.
He tried.
So it could happen. We have to take a quick break. Coming right back, we have one more New Music Tuesday jam for you. It involves jars.
Yes, it does.
Clay.
Got it.
There yeah. you go.
Earthen vessels.
And alcohol.
Earthen vessels.
Yeah.
Loneliness so, and alcohol.
Earthen vessels and, yeah, fermented grape juice.
Looking forward to it.
Yep. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy, too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Oh, yeah. Change it up!
I wanted you to play the Killers!
That's why he played Kid Rock.
God.
Welcome to the show.
Mitch's favorite. Playing some Kid Rock for you.
I like this song.
Team no. Awesome Morning Party!
Isn't Sheryl Crow in this song?
Throw up.
Know.
Throw up. Throw up right here.
Speaking
like
of talking about your
song.
Favorite jams.
Favorite jams, yeah.
We want to know what you think about the new jams.
Yeah, what do you prefer? Strawberry, green chili? Do you like blueberry jam?
Wait.
Maybe IPA jam?
Grape jelly.
We got that jam this weekend.
What is
that was
that?
Weird. I don't know.
That's not my jam.
No, that's not my jam. I like that raspberry
so
red chili. The
oh,
red
oh
so
good.
Right?
Sam kid.
Whoa. It's pretty good.
All right, let's get.
That
this
really
is going to be the. No, wait, this isn't the final song, because we have a locals rule.
Oh, we do. We do.
Yeah, from our boy, Security what? John.
Security John all up in this.
Security so John is the man.
Yeah, what is that?
He is.
It's amazing. We'll have to get to that.
We will. We shall. So, but first,
yep,
we got this song.
This one from Jars of Clay.
Little band, maybe you've heard of them. Actually, though, if you say that now, people are like, who?
Yeah.
Truth.
Jars yeah. of Clay? Yeah. What? In the 90s, they were cool.
They got a new song called Loneliness and Alcohol.
Mm.
Curious to see your thoughts.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Wow, that one came in
that
strong.
One comes
it
in
is.
Strong. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Jars of Clay.
Hello.
Loneliness and Alcohol. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Tell us what you want to say about it. Tell us what you want to think about it. Tell us where you're singing when you're thinking about it.
Right.
About it.
It is Tuesday morning. It is New Music Tuesday. We got Diggs, Berries. What do we got?
Okay, someone... I don't mind that people post their songs in the comment section of Facebook. I don't care.
Right.
It's just, maybe this guy doesn't know, but I'm pretty sure this is the same dude, right?
Yep, Edgar. Check it out. If you would like to submit local music, you got to go through the proper channels. MyStaticRadio.com. You can go to the Locals Rule section. You can submit MP3s. No sending us YouTube videos of your local band does not count as submitting music. But thank you for your submission.
Thank you.
Yes.
I can just do studio at mystaticradio.com, right?
Yeah, if they want to send us an actual song, that'd be cool. Static!
Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Hola.
Esteban and Mateo.
Yes.
I see.
See.
That's a good song, man.
There you go.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I liked it. And happy birthday to your kiddo,
yeah,
Brody.
Yeah, happy birthday, Brody!
And
yeah.
Happy birthday to me
Time
and Hans.
There you go.
Thank you, friend.
All right.
Love you. This is Hans, by the way.
Love you too,
Love
Hans.
You, Hans. Love you.
That dude's awesome.
Love you.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Brian says, Redonkulous gave me the heebie-jeebies all over. Wait, did they say something about Wrecking Ball? Hashtag Miley. Yes, they did. I was wondering if anybody would notice.
Really?
That. Yeah.
I didn't catch it.
I thought
it.
That was funny. Casey loves it. Kelly Deb says, Jars are rocking hard. It's a dig. Plus, the title of the song is cool. David says, I'm digging everything you guys are playing today. What's going on here? Speaking of locals, you need to come lay down some bass tracks for my songs.
Oh.
Who is Ma?
Ma.
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 That's the southern way to say my. My songs. Michael says this gets his vote for the best song of the morning. So far.
I was going to say, man, you haven't heard the latest and greatest from our dear friend Security John. Just waiting on Mitch.
Just waiting on Mitch. He's in the other room. So
hey.
I wrote this song to make the moment cool.
Keep
and
singing.
Not awkward.
I'm going to go get
okay.
the thing real quick.
I can do this.
You got it, I believe.
What song should I sing?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm just on the spot here. It's okay. I can do this. What song? What am I supposed
hey guys,
to
I'm back.
I threw up. I blacked out or something.
So Security John, he gave us a tune, and it's called Spark Seekers.
Yes.
FYI, the instrumental beat was done by Mike D of the Beastie Boys. Yes, I'm serious.
Okay, we don't know. It is unconfirmed by Security John if whether or not he actually knows this guy, and that's the reason he has the beat, or if he
right.
kind of like.
Right.
Lifted it. I don't know.
We'll find out. Here's what he says. He's an artist out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. His home church is Mars Hill. His name is Security John. But he goes by Jonathan Constantine.
Boom. He calls
like
us.
Like the comic artist.
Has he called us today? He called this morning.
I mean the comic character.
Did he call
Security
us?
John, I don't think he called us today yet.
What's the name of this song?
The song is called Spark Seekers.
Mm.
Here's his bio. My number for rare facts about me. 8.
Boom.
Number 1. I didn't get my first computer until September of 2012. Number 2. One of my favorite websites is XXXChurch.com. Number 3. I've got 3 smashed discs in my lower spine. Number 4. I received the most improved soldier award in Army basic training.
Nice.
Number 5. I've been rapping for 20 years. Number 6. I love being in the ghetto and feeling uncomfortable in the suburbs.
Mm.
Number 7, I love reading at coffee shops, but don't like coffee. And number 8, in 4th grade, I was at a 6th grade reading level. Boom! Security John!
That's what he has to
that
say.
That is his bio!
That's his bio. Get it right or pay the price,
there
people.
You go. Tell us what you think about it. It is a locals rule. Dig it, bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Below.
Here we go. Jonathan Constantine. That's Security John rapping.
Security John said, what's up?
Hidden talents.
I know, right? He calls us twice a day.
He does.
With something awesome. We got like digs on digs on digs for Jonathan Constantine.
It's true.
That's actually with an instrumental beat done by Mike D of the Beastie Boys featuring Modest Yahoo on that Spark Seekers. Did he do that with permission? I don't know.
We don't know. We're going to find out. We want to find out.
Oh, but either way, that's kind of rad. I dig it.
Nice.
I dig it. What do we got?
Not very original, but good. Ooh, that's what Kelson says. Jinja says, finally, something out of the ordinary and not trendy. Dig it. Smiley
yes.
face. Rebecca likes it. Makes her smile. Ted says he likes the potential. Jamie says, dig it. Michael says, love the bass intro and groove. He wouldn't say he likes that style, but he likes that.
Okay.
Josiah digs it. Brian digs it. Victor, very nice, digs it.
All right. Static.
What? Dig it.
Yes. All right.
Nice. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Is that the quickest phone call ever?
Ever. Ever. All the time.
Dig it. Drop the phone.
They were being pulled over.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. So far, lots of digs on
lots
that.
Lots of digs. Security John. Paul from Houston says he's wondering if this is the theme song from All Cops.
It should be.
It could be.
It's pretty cool. Security John.
All Cops everywhere, dude.
He's awesome. He sent us two tracks. So next week, we will definitely premiere the other one as well.
Yes,
to see,
we will.
See
Security
what we
John.
Got from Security
I'm not
gonna John.
I'm not going to be here for that.
You won't.
Could
You're going to be
gone. Can we save it till I get back?
No!
Early December.
You
no.
would.
No.
No.
Mitch, you don't care about Security John like I do. You don't talk to him every
yeah.
day.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you talk,
we'll talk
to him
later.
Every day?
We'll talk later. You and I will have
man.
A talk later.
You know
Look
who you won't
you
talk
did.
To? You won't talk to Security John.
I will
you
talk
never
to him.
Talk to him. He's my friend. Good grief.
Shout out to Security John. Hey, if you're a local artist and you would like to get your music on Static Radio, it's simple. Do what he just did. You go to our website, mystaticradio.com, and all you got to do is submit an MP3. You
yes.
can put up a little band bio about yourself. It's easy.
And for the love of Pete,
shout the
Edgar,
truth.
Edgar, if you want me to play Shout the Truth, then email it to me.
There you go.
I don't know if he's listening. Maybe he just sees this happen and he's like, Facebook.
Mystaticradio.com under the locals rule section. I'm telling you, submit your MP3s and that's all you got to do.
That's it. And yeah. that's it for New Music Tuesday.
That is it. Want to remind you guys, today is a very important day in the Albuquerque area. All you Albuquerque voters, get out and vote. We are voting for the...
Four. It's confusing.
Four. Yes,
don't
I
let
know.
It confuse you.
I have the verbiage. Where is the verbiage? Right there.
Vote for the
ban. The Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Ordinance. That's what you're voting for. The Pain-Capable Child... Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Ordinance. Basically, in Albuquerque right now, you can have an abortion up into the birth
mm-hmm.
Of the child. Partial birth abortion, mm-hmm. yes. And so this Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Ordinance will ban abortions from 20 weeks and beyond. And so it is a step, because I know some people are like, well, I'm not voting because there's still going to be abortion allowed. So I'm kind of, you know, I don't right. care. And it's like, you should care, because this is step one. If you believe that the life of a child starts at conception and you are preaching that and you're out there with your signs and you're not voting today, then you're a hypocrite. So get out and vote. And if you don't vote, honestly, stop rapping about it. Stop talking about it. Because today is a very huge vote in the Albuquerque area. We got an email, actually, from the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Alveda King. She's the director of African American Outreach for Priests for Life. She actually endorsed the ordinance. She said, quote, the babies are all under the bus. We can start by rescuing them one battle at a time. Science teaches us that by 20 weeks, unborn babies hear and respond to their mother's voices. They also feel the excruciating pain of the abortionist instruments as their small hearts are pierced or their fragile bodies are torn apart. Late abortion after 20 weeks not only kills the life of a pain-capable unborn child, it wounds his or her mother. While all abortions pose physical and psychological risks for the woman, medical risks from those brutal late abortions are markedly increased and even include risk of death. I stand with the people of Albuquerque who are seeking to ensure that the law reflects our society's desire to protect the innocent out of compassion both for the mother and the child, end quote. So you can find out more details at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We posted a link to CareNet, also Aspen Project, who's in here week in and week out. There's detailed information on where you can go to vote. But get out there and do your due diligence.
Yeah, and it doesn't take long. Stever went out.
Yeah, he did.
15 minutes.
We thought we were going to see him 2 hours later. He said he went out there, walked in, walked right up to it, voted. He was back in 15 minutes. So... Boom. There you go. No excuse not to get out and vote today.
Vote, babies.
All you Albuquerqueans. All right. Latest from Arcade Fire. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
What if I really fell over, Michelle?
I would have
Mitch
laughed.
Just kicked Steve-O. She tried to knock him down. Right in the, yeah. Tried to take him out.
What is that called?
Tripping.
No, what is that? That body part. What would that be called? The back of
That's
the knee?
That's your knee pit.
Yeah, I know, but okay, there you go. Kick me in the knee pit.
Okay, story. I was babysitting your child sitting your kids the other day.
Of course.
And they were showing me how they can fart with their armpits. Yeah. And then Jack says, "Look, look, look, I can do it with my knee pits." And he lays down on the ground
and
starts.
Knee pits?
Well, he said something like that. And he started like farting with his knee, his hand in his knees, like. I just look at him like, yep, this is really happening.
Another story, a funny thing, Mitch is the only girl I've ever met with hair in her knee pits.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting.
It is interesting.
I have to shave them.
It keeps her warm at night.
No, I shave them.
Oh, you shave it?
Stop.
The wintertime's here. Why would you shave that?
Oh, man. You need to write a book. Here's what you do, and you're going to be rich, so you're welcome. This is why we don't pay you when you babysit, because you're just taking every one of those experiences, and you're going to write a book about your times babysitting my children.
I got the title. Yeah. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Facing life when your face is scary and your knee pits are hairy, the story of Mitch and babysitting.
I'd buy that book. I really would. I really would.
It didn't rhyme at the end, so
it
I didn't like
did.
It.
No, that's the subtitle.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. It was pretty good.
I have so many stories.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Did they actually, like, we haven't talked about, did they actually, like, go down when they were supposed to?
Yeah, they did.
Like, there was no lawyering?
Well, the only thing that they did that was like, you guys would never do this, was use the little timer to brush their teeth.
Yeah.
And they just, like, ran or, like, hopped around the bathroom. I'm like, you're not even brushing your teeth with the timer going. And so that was it.
They, you know. They're boys.
Yeah, I know.
Those dudes are cool.
But they went to bed on time. They didn't argue.
Because normally Jack's a little lawyer.
Yeah, it was
opposite. Maybe it's because I gave him the...
Opposite this time.
But, really?
Yeah, but incredible. They both went down.
It's good.
That's good.
Thanks for all you do there.
Yeah, no problem.
You're an amazing babysitter.
She put him down.
If you would like to have Mitch babysit your kids, we're going to start a new Static fundraiser.
Yep.
Where all the money goes to Static Radio.
Yeah,
Mitch
and I'm
doesn't
clocked in the entire time.
No. This is of your own. This is volunteer work because it's outside of your normal realm
and
of work.
And you have
because
that,
if it's for Static, it's volunteer.
You have a heart.
I can't volunteer
you
for Static.
You do have a heart for people. So here's a big question. Are you going to the Lindsay Theater?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Oh, I haven't even mentioned this to Dawn yet.
But if Dawn goes, I'll go.
No.
Having a big old premiere for
when is it?
Downton Abbey. I know that they do this in England first, so I've actually been Googling.
Stop it!
This season.
Stop it! No, no. If you do this, I will quit Static Radio. I will quit.
Oh,
I will
dude,
walk right out.
Hurry! Get it out.
In honor of you ruining the
Do not
end
tell me
of,
Cousin Matthew dies.
Time.
Do not.
It's time, everyone. We're going to ruin Downton Abbey.
If
I'm
cousin,
just kidding. I would do that to the listener.
No, we love
you better plug your ears forever because
stop it.
There's
we
some pretty
it.
Good
if you
websites
do this.
Out there.
If you do this.
I know things about your stories!
But remember this.
Michelle.
John, this is backwards.
It's like that Portlandia skit.
Yes.
Oh, weird.
This is backwards.
Let's try it again. Try it again.
John!
No! Wrong!
You start. Mitch.
Still feels weird.
Yep.
But awesome. A little right at the same time.
Stop!
It is Tuesday. Don't forget, you need to go vote today. All the details, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We'll be right back. We're going to tell you about a sequel coming out to a film that you need to appreciate, but you might not even know about.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Good morning!
I'm dreaming.
Yep.
Of a wild.
You're ruining it.
Ditto.
Just like
Mitch, I love your hair today.
She cut it herself.
I did.
Never mind.
She really did.
No, it looks good.
It looks good.
Hey, we got to talk about this thing.
Ah!
Where is it?
Well, when you think Christmas time, you think about one of the greatest movies of all time, directed by Frank Capra, starring Donna Reed.
That's what I think.
And Jimmy Stewart is one of the greatest movies ever of all time, ever, ever, of all time, ever.
Yep. Now.
Some people like to watch Elf every year for Christmas, and then there are good Christians who like to watch It's a Wonderful Life because it's the greatest Christmas movie of all time, ever, of all time.
That's your opinion,
ever!
But that's fine.
So good.
Where are you finding this?
It really
this?
Is one of my favorite
films. Where did you
films.
See this information?
So here's the thing.
Where is it?
It's,
Are you guys looking at the right one?
Probably not, Mitch.
Nope, not looking at the right one. Mitch stole it.
I did not. You handed it to me.
Oh, Mitch.
You handed it to me.
You are a sweetheart of love.
Oh, my gosh.
There it is. All right, so what's going on, everybody? Man. There's a Christmas classic called It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, directed by Frank Capra.
Yes, and
starring Jimmy Stewart.
It's like an iconic movie.
It really is.
It defines Christmas in a lot of ways.
If you haven't seen it, it does. You live in a cave.
Well, not like totally defines, but it...
You can't say they live in a cave. This movie was, what, 1943? 1940, when is it?
Right, so if you have not seen it...
46.
Ah! Close.
So check it out. Someone's making a sequel to Frank Capra's iconic 1946 movie, It's a Wonderful Life, which starred Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed. The sequel...
It's called Family Man, and it stars Nick Cage. Oh, wait, it already happened.
I love that movie.
Ah!
You don't like that?
That's
one of my favorite Nick Cage
roles. No, because he goes through this whole life. It's wonderful, and then in the end, it's like, just kidding. Taking that away. Now's your chance to start over. You're like, what?
They're trying to work it out at the end.
No! Stop trying to make sequels.
I wanted him to stay in the fake world.
Anyway, the sequel titled It's a Wonderful Life, The Rest of the Story.
Oh, man.
Who's in it?
Should be in theaters for 2015 holiday season. Carolyn Grimes, who played George Bailey's daughter Zuzu in the original, will return for The Wonderful Life sequel as an angel who shows Bailey's unlikable grandson how much better off the world would have been had he never been born.
This is not okay.
It sounds like it's a different concept.
No, it does not. It sounds exactly the same, but Zuzu's now the angel instead of Clarence.
You love Clarence.
I just love that movie.
Let me tell you a sequel that I am excited
Merry
about.
Merry Christmas, everybody! Oh! Running through the street, I'm so happy!
You sound just like him.
Oh, Merry Christmas! I'm running through the streets and it's joyous!
So it's the story of a...
Time
of... It's okay, the story of an old man that was grumpy that gets changed through a visit from, like, metaphysical beings, right?
Right. We've all had those hard days.
Oh, okay, so it's a Christmas carol.
You've all had those hard days where it's Christmas Eve and you're
standing on a bridge. It's a Christmas carol? It's a Christmas carol?
And then you're standing outside of the window looking at your entire family.
Next thing you know, an angel's there and he shows you your life, what it would be like.
Y'all, that happens to me every day. Have I told you about my dreams last night?
Lives you impacted, you didn't even know?
No,
you dreamt
about
your base last night, don't you?
What happened? What happened?
The ghost of Days of Future Past came to visit me.
Ghost of Future Days? Okay, go ahead.
The ghost of Days of Future Past, which was Wolverine and Beast. Okay. And they said, Mateo, we need you to suit up and save the world. And I was like, gosh, again? So I got up.
Wait, what's your suit like?
It looks just like Spider-Man's suit.
Of course.
Hey, I want to tell you a sequel that I'm excited about.
Okay.
No, finish your dream.
I was making that up.
That's what happens. Then he woke up. That's what happens.
The dream was I was playing that new bass.
Your dream never finishes, and then you try to go back to sleep because you want to
finish the dream.
And then it never happens that way.
Nope. Hey, it's been announced that on November 14th, 2014, a sequel worthy of the grandeur of millions, the gold of Mr. Scrooge. This sequel is called Dumb and Dumber 2.
Oh.
That's right. Lloyd and Harry are back, returning to the big screen in Dumb and Dumber 2 on November 14th, 2014. The sequel to the 1994, which was a great year, comedy classic, reunites Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels as foolish friends Lloyd and Harry, embarking on a road trip to find Harry's long-lost daughter.
They've been trying to get this done for like a year.
Like they're filming right now.
Jim Carrey tweeted a photo from set, and I got giddy because
it looks awesome.
They look exactly the same.
Except older.
It's been like 20 years since they filmed the last one, and they look exactly the same.
Stupid bangs.
I love it!
I love it, too.
So, anyways,
so if you're going to go see a sequel, think about it.
Yeah, or just wait, because
careful
I'm still
now.
Holding out hope for the greatest sequel of all time that I'm looking forward to complete the trilogy. Of course, I'm talking Bill and Ted. It could happen.
Oh.
Keanu Reeves has talked about it. Alex Winter's talked about it. They want to do it.
Yeah,
they're just waiting for the script.
But nobody else
Come
wants
on,
it.
Guys.
Keanu's too busy battling 47 Ronin or
Wild
something.
Wild Stallions!
Oh, yeah, what is that? Yeah, oh, that movie looks so good. And then I was like, no, Keanu, no! And now I'm not going to see it.
Okay. Hey, We had a great day today. New Music Tuesday. We talked to Larry the Cucumber. We talked to the lady from Operation Christmas Child.
Yeah, we
talked to the other lady for the voting stuff.
We talked to Cindy from CareNet. We talked to Diana from OCC.
Their names are so beautiful, I couldn't remember them.
Cindy and Diana.
You like that?
We really... Today was is a very That's important good. Today. It is time to get out and vote. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Go out, Albuquerqueans. Vote.
Oh!
All the details at Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Speaking of voting for New Music Tuesday, you never play that other one. And Matt just heard it for the first time last week.
What?
So vote. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Get your vote. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. The vote thing. The intro.
Oh, yes.
It's a good thing you mentioned that randomly and confused everybody. Mitch, hey, it's been a great day. We want to thank you guys for listening this morning. I am flying out tomorrow, so I'll be gone for a week.
No.
I'm
going to
miss you guys.
Yep.
It's going to be Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for every single one of you.
Yep. Tomorrow, our final Team Awesome morning party with Mateo for a couple weeks.
Oh, not the final one.
For a couple weeks.
Just going to give you a breather because I'm sure all of you guys are pretty sick of me.
I doubt
point.
It. Mm-hmm. In fact, you can download the podcast, mystaticradio.com/morning. Check out our interview with Larry the Cucumber today. It was brilliant.
It was wonderful.
We'll see you guys again mañana. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
I'm Static.